I think it also helps that when you take vitamins and minerals and trace minerals, that you take a balance and you're not just supplementing with just one nutrient. You get a variety of nutrients. Isn't that right?
Well, again, Blake, the advantage I have when it comes to nutrition is I have a degree in agriculture. My major was in animal husbandry and nutrition. Our whole focus was learning on how to formulate diets for different species of animals. And we put things in their diet so we can prevent as many as 900 different diseases. We can reverse and cure as many as 900 different diseases. We learned how to put everything in one little alfalfa pellet. And so very few people know as much about formulating nutrients into supplement programs as an ag student or a veterinary student. And so I was really blessed with that background. And I don't like single nutrients, because if you're deficient in something else, when you drive a system by putting a lot of one nutrient in, like taking a lot of vitamin C and nothing else, or taking a lot of vitamin A and nothing else, or taking a lot of vitamin E and nothing else, taking a lot of calcium and nothing else, you're going to accentuate the deficiencies. The deficiencies will actually get worse. You can get actually a life-threatening problem. So when you look at the programs from American Longevity, you'll see that we rarely sell single nutrient. I don't think we have a single nutrient product. Everything we have available may be featuring one nutrient, but it has all the supporting cofactors necessary for that to work efficiently. And I don't like people to take a single nutrient. We always have complete programs that offer all the essential nutrients. That way, we're never getting into that bear trap where we're giving high doses of certain nutrients and causing more problems in another direction. So we always like to give everything, although we may stress one or two nutrients because of a particular disease or health challenge, but we're giving everything, and that prevents this whiplash or a whipsaw effect of causing deficient areas to become worse.